Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Many of us would love to be in the presence of our beloved Imam. Would you not? Well, many in the past have. So can I is not the right question. Sheikh Kulaynin al-Kafi narrates that Nazala bi Abi al-Hasan al-Ridha Daifun, a person was a guest at Imam Ridha's house. وَكَانَ جَالِسًا عِنْدَهُ يُحَدِّثُهُ فِي بَعْضِ اللَّيْلِ. And they sat there part of the night discussing. Wow, wouldn't you love that? Well, I've got one important question to ask you, but let me just finish the hadith and then come back. فَتَغَيَّرَ السِّرَاجُ فَمُدَّ الرَّجُلُ يَدَهُ لِيُصْلِحَهُ. At one point, the lantern needed to be replaced, and so the guest of the Imam extended his hands to sort it out. But the Imam quickly told him not to do it, and he himself got up to do it and said, Inna qawmun la yastakhdimu adhyafana. We are a people that don't allow guests to do any work. Actually, let me share with you yet another story. In Rijal al-Kashi, we find a story from Muhammad ibn Abi Nasr al-Bazanti, who says, Dakhaltu ala Abi al-Hasan al-Ridha, ana wa Safwan ibn Yahya wa Muhammad ibn Sanan and others. Myself and Safwan and Muhammad ibn Sanan and others, we came in the presence of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. فَجَلَسْنَا عِنْدَهُ سَاءَةً. And we actually sat for a long time with the Imam. ثُمَّ قُمْنَا. And then we got up to leave the Imam. And the Imam turned to me, Bazanti says. He says, فَقَالَ لِي أَمَّا أَنْتَ يَا أَحْمَدْ فَجْلِسْ فَجَلَسْتُ. He says, you stay behind and sit with me. فَأَقْبَلَ يُحَدِّثُنِي فَأَسْأَلُهُ فَيُجِيبُنِي حَتَّى ذَهَبَ عَامَةُ اللَّيْلِ. And so I asked him questions and the Imam answered me, and for most of the night we were discussing. Wow. فَلَمَّا أَرَدْتُ الْإِنْصَرَافِ. And whenever I was ready to go and leave the Imam, guess what happened? قَالَ لِي يَا أَحْمَدْ تَنْصَرِفُ أَوْ تَبِيتْ. Oh Ahmed, the Imam tells him, do you want to stay the night or you want to go? And so Ahmed says that, Bazanti says, قُلْتُ جُعِلْتُ فِدَاكِ ذَلِكَ إِلَيْكِ إِنْ أَمَرْتَ بِالْإِنْصَرَافِ إِنْصَرَفْتُ وَإِنْ أَمَرْتَ بِالْقِيَامِ أَقَمْتُ. He says, my master, whatever you say, if you ask me to leave, I will leave. If you ask me to stay, I will stay. So the Imam replies to him and says, Aqim, stay. I want to stay for the night. And then the Imam goes and arranges for him a bed and everything he needs for the night so that Bazanti can stay. And then the Imam leaves the room. At this point, Bazanti feels this joy and this happiness and this gratitude that he's allowed to stay the night at the Imam's house. And straight away he falls into sajda and he thanks Allah. Qarartu lillah sajdan. فَقُلْتُ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ حُجَّةُ الْ. He thanks Allah basically that the Hujjah of Allah has chosen me. أَنِسَ بِي مِنْ بَيْنِ إِخْوَانِي وَحَبَّبَنِي. That he chose me between his friends and showed this love to me. He's thanking Allah basically for how much the Imam has done, what the Imam has done to him. When all of a sudden, he realizes that the Imam has come back to the room. فَمَا عَلِمْتُ إِلَّا وَقَدْ رَفَسَنِي بِرِجْلِهِ. And so Bazanti gets up from sajda. The Imam then comes and he holds his hand. فَأَخَذَ بِيَدِي فَغَمَزَهَا. And he shakes his hand firmly, like a loving Imam and a father and a guide and a teacher would do. And the Imam, whilst holding his hand, he tells him, يَا أَحْمَدْ إِنَّ أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَدْ سَعْسَعْتُ بْنُ سُوحَانَ فِي مَرَضِهِ. Ahmed, know this, that Imam Ali once came to visit سَعْسَعْ when he was ill. فَلَمَّا قَامَ مِنْ عِنْدِهِ. When he wanted to leave, he told him, يَا سَعْسَعَ لَا تَفْتَخِرَنَّ عَلَى إِخْوَانِكَ بِعِيَادَةِ إِيَّاكَ وَاتَّقِ اللَّهِ. Oh سَعْسَعَ, don't make me coming to visit you a matter of arrogance, a matter that you can tell others that you are better than others because of me visiting you. SubhanAllah. Come back to my first question. One thing that we need to think about and really reflect upon for ourselves and urgently find a plan to do something about it is this question. What will I say to the Imam when in his presence? You saw how the whole night they spoke. In fact, we had this about Zakariya ibn Adam as well. He too spent the whole night discussing with Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. دخلت على رضا عليه السلام من أول الليل ولم يزال يحدثني وأحدثه حتى طلع الفجر فقام عليه عليه السلام وصلى الفجر. We discussed the whole night until Fajr. So, question for us to ask is how we got things to talk to about with the Imam. Like interesting questions, points of discussions. It's a very serious question. Sometimes you're in the presence of a scholar and you don't know what to say. Can I enjoy an all-nighter, fruitful and blessed session with the Imam over dinner and chai? What does the Imam like to talk about? What questions do I have about the reality of this world, about me, about Allah? How am I able to discuss these things with the Imam? On this auspicious birth anniversary of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, we humbly request him not just to grant us the opportunity to meet him and his grandson Imam Zaman alayhi salam, but also to be intellectually and spiritually capable of benefiting from their presence over hours and days and weeks and a lifetime. Is who be a glass in the